When storms brew.
The eye wall.
Batten down the hatches.
Only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, the third hour of our get-together. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Great news, new numbers coming out, and now downgraded to sustained winds of 145 miles an hour. That's down from 155. This is still very much a major hurricane, but at least it appears it is decreasing in energy to some extent. It is still traveling east-northeast at approximately 12 miles an hour, still due to hit the Florida coastline somewhere probably near or just south of Tampa Bay. Late Wednesday night, more likely early Thursday morning. Joining us right now, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks, Bob. How are y'all doing?
We're hanging in there at the house. I've got the generator ready to go, plenty of water. We've taken in anything that could be around the home that could turn into a weapon with extremely high winds. So I think we'll get through it, but last time we spoke, when Helene had just rolled through Gilchrist County, I believe you said about 96% of the people were without power. I guess you would have similar concerns this time around?
Yes, sir. We're concerned about, you know, the potential impacts. I heard you speaking about the hurricane decreasing in its wind speed, which is fantastic. The problem that creates, and I'm no meteorologist, Bob. I played one on TV once, but as this thing weakens, its wind field and some of the effects expand out.
Yep.
So it's not necessarily good news for us in the inland counties as that thing weakens. But you know, we'll get through it. We're worried about the debris that's on the ground, which in my county they've done a really good job of getting that stuff up and making sure it's not going to be flying projectiles. But looking at the stuff down south and on the coast, that's pretty scary to see that they got 145-mile-an-hour gusts coming through them, what those that debris can do to homes.
Well, and the storm surge, too. How prone, with all the rain most of us have gotten, and, of course, with the storm rolling through just 2 weeks ago, saturated ground, how prone to flooding, and do you have greater concerns than, well, you always have concerns about flooding, but any greater than normal?
Yeah, well, these flatwoods are pretty soaked, and typically we're looking at some flash floods. Some of our throwaways will be, if enough rain comes down, will be impassable. We haven't seen that in the past couple storms, but as you said, we've gotten a lot of rain in a short period of time, and just praying that those effects don't affect us and our roads are still safe, but it is a concern. And then with the rivers, most of the time when we have water in Georgia is when we get our flooding. But they are anticipating some flooding going on because of this event, too. So we'll see those effects in a few days to a week or so.
I believe school is in Gilchrist County. What's the timetable for shelters opening?
The schools will be shutting down tomorrow and Thursday, last I checked, and they're having a meeting today to discuss sheltering. I would anticipate with tropical storm force wind gusts here, I anticipate them opening up shelters, but that'll be determined by the emergency management probably within the next hour or two.
Yeah, and they'll be watching any. We get a hiccup and this thing bumps north a little bit, then the game changes. That's why, you know, people need to stay with the latest information. I know in the past, helping other counties has also been something you've done in Gilchrist County as sheriff.
Yes, sir. This time we were, as far as the sheriff's office, it was a little bit harder to get out and help folks with some of the damage that we had. But, you know, I live in the greatest county in America, and I say that loud and proud. Our neighbors close to us were pretty devastated, specifically the coastal towns. And a group of our citizens got together, some ladies and some businesses. And the last time I checked, they brought in meals, hot meals, down to English Yankee Town, Cedar Key, Keaton Beach, Swanee,
Steenhatchee,
and other places, over 2,000 or 3,000 meals have been provided.
Wow.
That's just from these folks right here in Gilchrist County, because we certainly understand that while we've been very fortunate and blessed not to have the issues that they've had, we've been inconvenienced. They've had catastrophic damage. They could be us, and we are our brother's keepers. So very proud of the citizens that we have, and the folks that could go down to Horseshoe. Some of our folks have places down in Horseshoe. And again, it's all about taking care of people, and I'm very proud of those folks who have contributed and those people who've taken their time to visit and just give comfort. And it's been very appreciative, and we'll stand ready to do the same thing if need be to our friends to the south.
I love the combination of the right attitude coupled up with the right action, and the folks of Gilchrist County certainly are wonderful people. Now, after the storm, sometimes you get some not-so-wonderful people coming in looking for, shall we say, opportunities.
Yes, sir, and during this time when, you know, I know that Pinellas County, as of 3 o'clock yesterday, started evacuating over 500,000 people. Mm. That's just Pinellas County. And they were told, go north. So it ends up bringing impacts to the counties up north, and including ours. And with that becomes a lot of impatience, a lot of irritability. And I told my deputies that we weren't putting up with that mess. If there is a fight over gas, and if it's a criminal act, they go to jail. We're not going to mess around with them. We're not going to give them a notice to appear. They're going to go to jail because there's going to be a consequence to their actions. And then afterwards, which I think our counties have gotten a really good grasp on it, and I think the criminal element understand that you're not going to take advantage of our folks who are not there, that they've left and they come back, and they have to deal with not only cleanup and rebuilding, but losing and having all their stuff stolen. So we're going to make sure that we're out in our county patrolling, and if we catch somebody doing something stupid, they're going to come to the second oldest county jail in the state of Florida for right now, and we'll give them, show them the historical site.
Or tell them to come back another time, and you'll show them the new jail.
That's right. Well, if they play the cards right, they'll be able to see both of them within a week.
Don't mess with Gilchrist County and Sheriff Bobby Schultz. I helped to put the message out there, and you're one of the good guys. We always appreciate it, Sheriff. Stay in touch with us, and we hope that you all stay out of harm's way in Gilchrist County.
Thank you, sir. And let's keep a prayer for all those folks south of us in this storm. It's going to be a bad one.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Yes. Thank you. It is 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can always get us on the podcast and not miss a minute of the show. Download anywhere you normally get your podcast. Click subscribe, and you will have us. Coming up at 8:35, we're going to talk to Mark Sexton, Communications Director for Alachua County, and see what the game plan is there. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.